How did we end up here at QMBC? Let me just inform you a little bit about that. Joanne and I were married about 5 years ago, and at that stage we bought a business that I had been running for a man for about 6 years. We believed that the Lord led us into that, and then I believe due to Paul Keating's fun and games that came along the way, the economy was slipping quite badly, and we had quite a few of our bigger customers go bankrupt and leaving quite large debts to us. So we decided prayerfully that we should sell the company rather than go in any deeper into debt. So after praying about it, we made moves to sell the company. And my natural thoughts, even though I hadn't ever ruled out the possibility of going into full-time work, was to find a job closer to home. And so that was the first thing on our minds. And then I got home and I mentioned to Joanne, you know, we haven't even committed this job to the Lord, and asked whether he wants us in full-time work or whether there's something else that he would have us do. So we thought for a little while now what sort of things might be possibilities, and we listed five out on a sheet, and then we prayed, and we said, Lord, you know, we're very comfortable, we just bought a house a year prior to this, we're very comfortable where we are, we were thinking about starting a family, and Lord, thank you for your blessings, you know, we're happy, but we prayed, Lord, if you want us to do something for you, we're available to do it. And within 24 hours of praying that prayer, three major things had happened. And the last one on the list, which was QMBC, seemed to be the direction that we were headed. I haven't got too much time to fill you in on all the details about it, but then we rang Berris Northcott, and he suggested that we come up to look at the work and find out what we were interested in and what the Lord seemed to be leading us towards. So he said, come on up. So we looked around for a time to come up, and because of various commitments with Sunday school and young peoples and things, this was about October, and you know how things build up from now on till the end of the year with Christmas programs and whatever, and we had camps and various things on. So, and we both had to get holidays, and all of a sudden, bang, within 1 week was the only time that we could come up. So within 1 week of having prayed, we were on our way up to Brisbane to check out the mailbox work. So this was a marvellous answer to prayer, and we were sort of shell-shocked a little bit, all this happening in such a short time. And our parents were even thinking, don't you think you're being a bit hasty in this? And it's wise to reflect and make sure that the Lord is definitely guiding. But as things turned out, he was guiding, and the company that we had to sell before we made any move. We came up here and found that the work was a wonderful work, and we were interested, and we still believe the Lord was guiding us as things went along. So this company had to sell, and in the economic times that were, we were wondering, you know, is this likely to happen now, or is it likely to happen 3 years from now? And within 3 months we had everything wrapped up, all the contracts signed, and we were out of Brisbane. So we can praise the Lord for that, and everything worked perfectly. A couple of other things that happened along the way that we hadn't planned for was that we were going to leave all our furniture in Sydney, because most of it was second hand, and we thought by the time we pay a carrier to bring it up here, we would have paid more than it was worth. So we were going to leave it there, and a week before we left, somebody was bringing a truck up to Brisbane, empty, and was going to pack up what was the equivalent of the Outreach Bookshop in Sydney. I'm not sure what they called it up here. But they were closing that down, and they had an empty truck to bring up to Brisbane. So that was that was wonderful. And then a missionary house was provided at Corinda for a few months, and now we're settled into a two-bedroom home in Corinda, which was also an answer to prayer, because for the sort of money that we thought we could afford to rent the house for, we thought we'd have to go a fair way further away from the work, which is based at Yeronga. And along the way, Joanne had Timothy, our son, and we praise the Lord for that. Well, that ought to do for ourselves. I've only got a few minutes to speak on what is happening at QMBC, and there has been quite a few things happening. You may not be aware, but there's five people at QMBC, pretty well full-time, working there. And I just counted up over the last 3 weeks or so the number of volunteers that have come in over that time. And there are 30 people that have come in to help either one day or for 3 days a week. And we praise the Lord for all those people who have willingly come in and sacrificed their time, because we know that time isn't easily found. So this is wonderful. Before I go too much further, I'd like to mention that in 4 weeks' time there will be a Thanksgiving service here at Holland Park for the work of QMBC, and we would love to see anybody who could make it then. That starts at 2 p.m. and if you would like a reminder, I've got some letters in my pocket that you can take as a reminder, but letters have been sent out to all assemblies, so you should find it at, assuming you come for an assembly, on your notice boards. So that's just an extra thing. Just before I start talking too much about the work of QMBC, I'd just like to read a couple of letters that have come in over the last 2 weeks as I've been thinking, what am I going to say when I come here? These are just a couple of extracts that have come in from our many students. One girl from Papua New Guinea wrote, "After doing our first lesson on heaven, after I have read the instructions on receiving the Lord Jesus as my Saviour, I made my choice by asking the Lord Jesus to come into my life and become my Saviour. I believe that the Lord is with me, and I would like you to send some Bible notes and verses to me so that I could do my Bible studies, please." That was one girl after doing the first lesson, which was as marvellous if they are convicted that early. There's another girl, 18 years old, from Brisbane, wrote in just last week, and she says, "The Lord Jesus has come to live in my heart, although only recently. Even though I lived in a Christian family, occasionally went to church and did other Christian deeds, I did not feel the Lord Jesus in my heart until I took the Lord Jesus as my Saviour, realising that he loved me and died for my sins. I confessed my sins to him and asked him for forgiveness. I told the Lord Jesus that I was really sorry and that I wanted to obey him from then on, listening to him, not being guided by my own often wrong feelings. I truly felt saved at last and free at last. I have a long way to go, but I am enjoying learning more about the Lord's words, and I am finding peace in my life, knowing that I can always depend on the Lord. Church and Bible and the Bible are meaningful to me now. I have not looked back." Praise the Lord for somebody who can state their belief so plainly. It's marvellous. During the courses, we do send out bookmarks, and one has the 23rd Psalm on it, and one of the students wrote in and said, "It was really excellent. It really makes me feel and know that the Lord cares about me." And going on to a couple of other letters, "Thank you very much for leading me to the road of life. Through you, I've learnt a lot about Jesus Christ. Without your help, my name wouldn't be written in Jesus' book." And one more. "I sometimes read the lessons to my family. They really enjoy it too. And most of my family members don't know how to read or write. so I'm the one who reads the lessons to them and asks the questions so that they fully understand God's love towards them. So that's wonderful to hear those little results that have come in over the last couple of weeks. Now, where do our lessons go? We started in Queensland. We started, says me, who came along 18 months ago. The work has been going for about 13 years. The work started up here in Queensland and mainly went out to people in Queensland and the country areas. It very quickly expanded into all of Australia, and soon after that the lessons started going to Papua New Guinea and to Malaysia and many other countries in a smaller way. We praise the Lord for the way things have gone. It seems to us as in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we started in Jerusalem and all Judea, then to Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. So we praise the Lord for the way that that has happened. When I arrived in Brisbane, they'd just filled up a computer which had about 100,000 names, students that had been through the club in the 11 or so years before I came to the work. And so we just started on a new computer then, and as the lessons came in, we put all the students' information onto our new computer. Since that time, about 18 months ago, we've put over 6,000 Australian students through, and they've at least received one set of lessons, and many have gone through many times. 43,000 in Papua New Guinea, about 2,000 in Zimbabwe, and a lesser number in the Solomon Islands, Fiji, India, Bulgaria, Iceland and Pakistan. And many of those countries only have one or two that have been contacted through other people who have been doing the lessons. So we praise the Lord for the way that this has reached out to so many people. Please pray especially for the Australian students. We find that the keenness isn't here in Australia as it is overseas. As you can see by the numbers in Papua New Guinea, we work harder on the students in Australia than we do in Papua New Guinea, and Papua New Guinea thrives because they are keen. They want to learn what the Lord has to say to them, and we praise the Lord for that. Right at the moment, Beres Northcott is overseas. He's over in Singapore. We've set an office up there to distribute lessons to Malaysia, and we praise the Lord that that's available. And the lessons are now being translated into the Bahasa Malay language, which is the native tongue in Malaysia. They are also being translated into I've forgotten the language. It's not Cantonese, the other major Chinese language, Mandarin. And that will be an office will probably be started in China, separate from QMBC, to distribute the same sort of literature that we have. There is also an office that's been started up in New Zealand, and that's run separate from the organisation here in Australia. So we praise the Lord for those things. What's this costing to send out, just to indicate to you? To Australia, it costs us about $1 to send two lessons. Each time we post out two lessons, 43 cents in postage, plus the printing and the envelopes and all that sort of thing, and including all our other costs at the office, it costs us about $1 to send these out. To Papua New Guinea, you would think, well, it's going to cost you a lot more to send it to Papua New Guinea. Well, in fact, it doesn't. It costs us about the same amount to send it to Papua New Guinea because we have the Lord has blessed greatly and provided a contract with Australia Post where they've given us quite an appreciable reduction in postage fees, and we can now send lessons to Papua New Guinea as cheaply as we can send them to Australia. So we praise the Lord for that provision. It's really marvellous, and we don't know where we would be if that was not the case, but the Lord knew it all along and he planned it all the way, because apparently for 3 years Australia Post had been coming knocking at our doors, promising us things and telling us this and that. And just when it became critical, we were freighting the lessons, by the way, to Papua New Guinea before this, and then having them posted locally from Port Moresby. But just when the Lord knew the time was right, he made this available, and this bloke came in, knocked on our door and said, yes, we'll give you this amount off our normal postage rate. And about 2 weeks later, after we'd gone in faith and accepted the proposal, the internal postage in Papua New Guinea doubled. So we would have been in all sorts of problems. And I find, as I am called office manager at QMBC and try to organise things and keep things going, that again and again I find that while I'm trying to organise things over here, the Lord had them organised a long time ago. And it's really wonderful to see that I'm not on my own, because it would have been an incredible task otherwise. So we praise the Lord for that. I'll just have to jump fairly quickly through the next couple of points because I see my time is running out. You might ask, what's all this got to do with us? Well, you may be called to go overseas, as our brother Bert. You may be called to go somewhere else in Australia, as we were. We were called to come up to Brisbane. That may happen, but if the Lord leads otherwise, we have work available for as many people as we can fit in the office, just about to keep you going. We could really do with another full-time computer operator, or somebody who can come on a regular basis because of the training needs there. We could do with one person full-time opening the mail that comes back to us. That's the extent of the mail, and that would not keep up with it. But another full-time person on that lines would be wonderful. The other work is marking the lessons that have come back and getting the preparing the lessons to go out again. Again, there we could probably do with another one or two people there if we were to keep up with the workload. We praise the Lord for the way that he sent various ones for short times, and even if you've just got a few hours, there's still things there for you to do. So we praise the Lord for that, and failing that, we would appreciate your prayers. That is foremost in our mind, that the Lord might guide us all and keep us doing his will. We praise the Lord for all of these things, and